Now, in the aftermath of Pulwama, then the airstrikes, then the entire episode around Wing Commander Abhinandan, there are people who feel that the question of national security and who's the leader and whose hands the country will be safe, and what has happened in Balakot, and should there be evidence and should there not be evidence. And yes, by the way, that also links into other questions such as freedom of the press and all of that. So this entire question around who's a nationalist, who's a patriot, who's anti-national, who's a traitor, is this going to become a really major issue? Who wants to go first? Dave, you want to start? Is this going to be a major issue?
See, the fact is, today the sentiment of the people is something that the reaction of the government was very decisive. Prime Minister Modi's decision, and as compared to 2611, the UPA government, a very decisive and firm steps were taken. That is one thing, and people are bound to give him credit for that. The second portion, who's nationalist, who's not? I think everybody is a nationalist, unless and until they themselves open their mouth and prove themselves wrong.
I'm very interesting you say that, because I think one of the big questions that is coming up right now is, what actually makes you an anti-national by opening up your mouth, right? So if you're questioning the government, are you anti-national?
No, certainly not.
If you question the Prime Minister, are you anti-national?
Certainly not.
If you are a newspaper publishing articles and questions about deals that are happening, are you a traitor and should the Official Secrets Act be involved against
you? Certainly not.
If it is correct to investigate Bofors, is it also correct to investigate Rafael? These are all some of the questions, I guess, that are really dominating the discourse right now. And yes, it's a very emotional issue on which I'm not very sure that there will always be reason which will be applied.
See, you can always question the government. There's nothing wrong in it. That is how you make the government more transparent.
You're relatively more reasonable than many other people are, right? So let's have that as a rider.
See, let me tell you, but there is a line, you know, while, you know, attacking Mr. Modi, some of them cross that line. You know, you target Mr. Modi, that's all right. Yeah. But when you start questioning the larger issues, that is where you
Mr. Badoria, first part of it is, okay, so what constitutes crossing the line? I mean, if you just think, and I'm just putting this out there, and because, by the way, this is the perfect time to actually get this debate out of the way. So I'm really going to enjoy the next 10-15 minutes, because frankly, it's a BJP government right now. 2 months from now, it could again be a BJP government, it could be an opposition government. So whatever principles we are arriving at right now should apply for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. At the time of the UPA, many people, including you, were out there questioning Manmohan, saying he's silent all the time, scam after scam, corrupt, tax terrorism, all of that was being said. Was that crossing the line, not crossing the line? So where's the line? Where should the line be drawn in a democracy? What is should be allowed and not allowed? I think let's just try and establish that. Surinder Badoria, your thoughts on this. First of all, is it going to become a major emotional issue, this entire question of national security and who's an anti-national and who's not?
Well, let me say this, that the entire nation is one on the issue of national security, and any breach of our borders by anybody, either from Pakistan or from China or from any other side. But let me say this, that some parties are trying to use it as a political agenda, a political issue, making it into a political, and that is why you see the former chief minister of Karnataka is counting seats. The same time when this action was taking place, some people were participating in activities, and they did not even know as to what was happening over there on the borders. So, you know, the whole nation knows that on this very issue also, that some parties are trying to make political mileage out of it, which is wrong. And let me historically say this, that in 1965-66, when we won a decisive war, we went up to Lahore, and yet Lal Bahadur Shastri, who won the war, when elections were held in 67, Congress lost 7 states in North India. Similarly, Mrs. Gandhi won the 71 Bangladesh war, but when the elections were held, she lost the election as well.
And which election did she lose after 71?
I'm quite sure.
Not till 77, she lost because of the emergency.
That was because of the emergency. Judge on socio-economic issues.
Okay, fair enough. Priyanka Chaturvedi, you know, here's where the interesting issue comes. I mean, I think the Congress party also has to must be grappling with this issue that whatever you try and do, you are faced with an adversary in Mr. Modi and in the BJP, that when you're questioning it right now, you're trying to question, you question the government, they have a really, really masterful way of turning it back on you. So you have not been able to talk, for example, on the question of secularism is something which the Congress Party doesn't seem to be talking too much on. You know, it can be turned on you. Is national security going to be another similar issue?
I question the entire narrative that the BJP is trying to set about a decisive prime minister. I would want to know, an increase of 260% terror incidents in India, is it coming from a decisive prime minister? A prime minister going uninvited to Pakistan is a decisive prime minister. A decisive prime minister is someone who does a surgical strike once and does not have a consistent policy with regards to Pakistan. So these are the questions that we are going to ask, and an internal security issue, intelligence failure issues are not signs of a decisive prime minister. A violent Jammu and Kashmir is not a sign of a decisive prime minister. So national security is just a shield that the Bharatiya Janata Party continues to use to try and not answer real questions that are being asked of them about job creation, about women's safety, about corruption, Rafael, etc. We are going to continue to challenge them on these issues, and it is for the Bharatiya Janata Party to answer them.
Okay, Mamta, your take on that?
See, as far as Pulwama is concerned and airstrike is concerned, I don't think so anybody needs to politicize it, you know, because it is a very, very emotional issue for each one of us. So as the person rightly said, that it is, the nation is one as far as national security is concerned. Let me also put this on record that Maniya Modi ji is the only PM who said very clearly, very openly, that I have given the free hand to Sena. They will decide what has to be done, what would be the date, etc., etc., etc. Today we are, in the name of Modi ji, in the name of BJP, actually the opposition, and all the people who are raising questions are not questioning BJP or Modi. They are indirectly raising questions at Indian Air Force.
That actually, yes and no. Indian Air Force.
It is not about laughing. It is not about laughing.
No,
actually,
it's not about laughing.
That's exactly why.
They are in the narrative of a decisive.
Actually, the Indian Air Force has simply said. Indian Air Force has simply said that we hit Balakot, right?
Yeah.
The people are questioning. Amit Shah and others saying 250 killed, 300 killed. That's where I think the question is.
No, is this the right time to talk about all these?
Why is
this
the right time?
Is it the right time to use it for political rallies and political point scoring? BJP has.
Is it the right time for that also?
I mean, come on, I don't need to remind her that this decisive prime minister was addressing a political rally despite knowing that a terror attack had happened. But we have spared no single hour to continue to politicize this issue.
But national security is. I just want to make the point that national security is Mr. Modi's core strength. You know, the mahal of aggressive nationalism, militaristic nationalism, Pakistan is bogeyman, Pakistan is enemy. This is the BJP's natural terrain. And the Congress is weak on nationalism. Okay. The Congress doesn't know where to go. It's boxed in.
Before I come back, let me get
we not take nationalism certificates from a political party which was missing when we were fighting for our independence.
Okay, let's not go all the way back to independence right now. Let's not go all the way
back
to independence.
It has to go back in history. Because we don't see nationalism certificates from a party which has not done anything for nationalism.
Okay, I just want to ask you one question. One of the more disturbing aspects of all of this is that, are you feeling a rise and are you getting these reports? Look, obviously there have been these horrific cases of Kashmiris in other parts of the country being harassed, being attacked, and and even the Prime Minister has come out again. I'll just display what he had to say about this. So that's happening with Kashmiris in other parts of the country. Are you feeling a rise in temperatures when it comes to Muslims in other parts of the country having to go out and reassert their patriotism in a manner that they shouldn't necessarily have to?
Which should not be. It should not be. I'm an Indian and I'm as patriotic as any other person could be.
And I think this strike has proved that everybody was on the same page.
The only thing
I'm asking you whether there's been any of that or not. What are you picking up?
No,
that would be disturbing if that was happening.
But as far as the Kashmiri students are concerned, everybody knows it. What has happened to them? Yesterday's, it was a horrific kind of thing which has happened.
Okay. But let me just pay for you what the Prime Minister had to say on that particular issue. Prime Minister has come out and this time, not after a very long gap, which was good to see that for once, he came out and made a strong statement fairly soon. This is what the Prime Minister had to say on this latest attack.
परसों लखनऊ में कुछ सिर फिरे लोगों ने हमारे कश्मीरी भाइयों के साथ जो हरकत की थी उस पर यूपी सरकार ने त्वरित कार्रवाई की है और इसके लिए मैं योगी सरकार को बधाई देता हूं। मैं अन्य राज्यों से भी आग्रह करूंगा कि जहां भी ऐसी हरकत करने की कोई कोशिश करे उस पर कठोर से कठोर कार्रवाई की जाए।
शायद आई थिंक इट्स लुक इलेक्शंस विल हैपन, इलेक्शंस विल कम, इलेक्शंस विल गो, पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज विल विन, पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज विल लूज, बट I think it's very important, and that's why I think that particular message from the Prime Minister, I hope, is being heard loud and clear in all parts of the country. We shouldn't lose some of the things that make India India because there are elections to be won and lost.
I welcome this statement from the Prime Minister. It's a very clear, honest statement. And I believe that every time there is a, you know, warlike situation in India, everybody comes together. My experience of 65, of 1971, Kargil, and now is that the Hindu-Muslim conflicts diminish, they come down in this kind of environment. But at the same time, I would like to quote Thomas Paine, who said that it's the duty of every patriot to question its government. If patriot is not questioning the government, it's not doing its patriotic duty. And therefore, it is our duty,
that's right,
as Indians, as patriots,
that's right,
to question the government of the time on what is happening on the borders, how secure we are, how much we have been able
but
to...
But you agree with that? It's a job of every patriot to question the
transparent.
The international media is bringing out report after report.
No, you can have questions, but let me tell you, don't you agree with it, that it requires a huge, big political will for a PM to give free hand to the services and carry out the carry out the air strike.
I'll give you an example. I think we all should give an example, and there I praise the Congress Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh. He has set an example. I think the national leadership has to learn from the state leadership of Punjab as to how to speak and how to take
that. Media interaction that Sri Rahul Gandhi had from AICC headquarters, where he categorically stated, we stand shoulder to shoulder with the government. It is unfortunate that the
and
government
then what
has
happened?
Misused the situation.
Then what happened?
Okay. National
then
security.
What happened?
I want to slip into another break.
Sorry,
fair to say that national security is going to become, as you can see, national security is going to become a major issue in these elections. That is one prediction I think we can make with a certain amount of certainty.